Hello.
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 Hi, is this Eliza?
Speaking.
Hi, Eliza. How are you doing today? This is Joe calling up from Arbor Design Agency.
Oh, Joe, how you doing? Give me just a second. Hold on the
Sure.
line just a minute, okay?
Sure. Take your time.
Yeah, Joe, hi.
Yep. Hi, Eliza.
Yeah, so I got a message yesterday that you redid the functionalities.
Yeah, so we've done that, the custom part. If you could pull up the website right now. Do you want me to send you a link or do you have the link?
Yeah, send me the link, please.
Send me the link. All right, just give me a moment. Okay, I just sent you a link. Once you're on the website, let me know. Are you on the website? Can you hear me? Hello. Hello.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm on the website now.
All right. So kindly click on customize.
Yeah, click on customize.
All right. Now you see all these different options here. Pick your corner, mount type. So that depends on the actual product. At the back end, you'll have every single option. Either you can increase the number of corners, or you can decrease the number of corners. That totally depends on you. That actually depends on the product type. So at the back end, when you upload the product, you'll have all the different options. Now, for example, let's say if you chose stainless steel dash, sorry, comma holes slash screws. All right.
Something
Now,
looks funny on the because line 2 is blocked halfway.
which one?
Line 2.
Line 2. Let me see. Yeah, so the first line is at the top, the second line is in the middle. Now, if you want to change the alignment of it a little bit, let me know. I'll get that done.
No, but when I'm trying to get the line 2, let me try again. I click customize. Line 2, I'm not sure what computer you're looking at, but line 2 is like, you know what? Let me send you a screenshot.
Okay.
Okay, I sent you a screenshot now.
Did you send it on the same portal?
I sent it on the thread, yeah.
Alright, just give me a moment, let me pull it up. Okay. Hello, comma Mary. So I see a screenshot you sent me. Hello, comma Mary.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's not the thing. Look, if you see that line two, you see line two is half cut off. I can't scroll down more.
Oh, I see. So you gotta scroll down the actual page a little bit.
No, I did. I'm all the way down. I can't do anything more.
Let me check. Because on my screen, I'm able to see it. So it might be the issue for the responsiveness of the site. I'm not sure what screen size are you using. So may I know the actual screen size you're using, you're pulling up the website right now?
I'm using a laptop, a 15-inch laptop.
15-inch laptop. All right, let me write it down so we could actually work on that part.
I mean, it should be working on any computer, even on a cell phone eventually. So
absolutely. It'll work. It'll work on every single device. However, right now, since the website is in the development stage, so the website is not responsive. It's not smart enough to figure out the screen sizes. Once we're done with all the changes and everything, the website will be smart enough to automatically recognize the device, the screen size, and it'll automatically fit on that screen size. So since, So let me write down the screen size for you. So the next time I do any change, we do it on the 15-inch size, so you're able to see every single point perfectly.
Okay, I got it.
Apart from this point, kindly check out the functionality part. Is it working okay? Is this what you're looking for, or is there something that we're still missing out? Because that's almost the same as the Amazon hat.
It is. It is much better. I mean, it's much better, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. Is there anything that you think that needs to be improved or anything that we're missing out?
The best case scenario would really be, so let's say we're customizing this year team name owner, right? We're customizing this nameplate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would want, for when you customize, this plate to come up exactly as is. But that's not entirely going to have to do with you guys. That's kind of going to have to do with my pictures, what I can upload, what I can't.
Exactly.
But the functionality is going to have to be able to populate that.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to have to be some good algorithm that it should, when I populate the lettering in line one or line two with a font, it should look exactly like it would be in real life. Not like a, it shouldn't look like a big klutzy demo, you know what I mean?
I get it. So,
it should
right.
look real, it should.
Very good.
So Hello Mary is pretty good. I can't, let me see. So it has to be some way for me, when I put in the second line, it comes up, but it's not centered properly. It's not, there has to be good functionalities from the back end for me to make it look from the back end that when people customize it, it should look real. But the layout is very good. Layout looks okay. And again, when I click on stainless steel adhesive back, I should see stainless steel thing. If I click on brass, the color should change. You know what I mean?
I get it. I see.
Whatever options there is, I'll have to upload the images, but the functionality you guys
exactly.
are going to have to do.
Yeah. So, whatever, all the pictures, once we have all the pictures, so you click on different, the product type, that actual product type will come up. So, for example, if you click on brass, the plate, that the brass plate will come up, and the customization will go on that plate. All right. So it needs a little bit of improvement on making it look like exactly how it'll look on the in the real life, right? Okay, I've written it down. Okay. And Anything else that you notice for now?
No, that mean this is the basic functionality thing. I mean, once we get this done, I think we can move forward. I mean, other than
exactly.
this, I think we're good.
Perfect. So let me get this thing a little bit more worked on. Let me assign the team to work on it a little bit more on the detail part. And once it's all done, I'll drop you a text message. Hopefully, probably Sam will drop you a text message, and we'll schedule a call once again and go to it. If you're good to go, we'll move on to the next part of the website.
I got it. Perfect.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much, Eliza. It was really nice talking to you today. Take care.
Likewise. Enjoy.
Bye-bye.